Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got a complete update on all your markets coming up when we come back right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
October live cattle futures limit higher today for the most part as buyer support flooded the market today. Back and forth market swings seen over the last week have created additional pendulum swings through the cattle complex, which continue to leave the market moving nearly out of control on a daily basis. Now, on the live cattle futures, they did hit limit gains around midday today. Not quite that high here at the close, with a $3 rally developing as buyers flooded back into the complex. The up and down market shifts through the week has continued to remain exhausting to not only traders but also market watchers. It continues to keep the market in a sideways and wide trading range. On the feeder cattle, triple-digit gains developing today as well there as buyers flooded back into the market to once again fill the gap left open from the gapping wound left by the selling pressure which developed yesterday. Nearby contracts were holding gains over $2 with the focus of limit higher live cattle futures as traders continue to focus on renewed buyer support. Well, crops were narrowly mixed ahead of the weekly export sales today and USDA's monthly crop report on Monday. The wheat prices are a little bit lower today. Trading in wheat has been light this week as the upcoming corn and soybean harvests have much of the market's attention. The winter wheat markets are on track for a slightly higher week, while spring wheat is about unchanged for the holiday shortened period. Corn started off lower today, but then turned higher towards the end of the session. Farm futures estimating a 14.8 and a half billion crop in Monday's report, while participants in a Reuters survey are averaging a report of about 15.303 billion. Now, on the soybeans, they were mostly unchanged and ending a little bit higher here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.